Recovery teams have pulled 10 more bodies from the wreckage of the Champlain Towers in Surfside, Florida today. It is the biggest jump in death since the building collapsed nearly 2 weeks ago, and it brings the confirmed death toll to 46. 94 people are still missing. WLRN reporter Danny Rivera is with us now from Miami for the latest. Danny, welcome.
Thanks for having me, Peter.
And Miami-Dade County Mayor Daniela Levine-Cava spoke earlier. Let's listen.
Our commitment to this mission is deeply personal. This is our community, our neighbors, our families, and our first responders have truly searched that pile every single day since the collapse as if they're searching for their own loved ones.
Unfortunately, Danny, the death toll has been rising faster now in the last few days. What's the latest you're hearing about those efforts?
Right. So you mentioned the jump in confirmed deaths did jump pretty significantly overnight. We got 10 overnight, which is the highest jump we've had. And part of the reason that that jump happened, according to authorities, was because they, on the night of 4th of July at about 10:30 p.m., they demolished the rest of the standing building. And the reason they said they did that was because the looming safety concerns about the prospect that the remaining building could collapse and injure the search and rescue teams that were on the scene, it was hampering those efforts. So they brought it down with dynamite in a way that they say that it didn't affect the original rubble in any kind of way. They kind of blew it up in a way that went in the other direction. So they say only dust really fell into the original pile. But without that looming threat, they have been getting deeper into it and accelerating those efforts. And, you know, things are moving quicker now.
Hmm. We're also hearing from officials today. They've updated the number of people who are still missing, but they've also said that they've not been able to confirm that all of those people were actually in the building when it fell. Can you explain what's going on with that?
Right. So the number of missing has never been a very concrete number. It's always been somewhat of an estimate. They're just being a little bit more explicit about that now because we have to keep in mind a building like this, there wasn't like a check-in system where the authorities at any time or that anyone ever knew exactly who was in the building. So they were just building off of information provided by family members. In some cases, there were family members who thought that their loved one might have been in the building that might not have turned out to be the case. So They're saying that there's 94 accounted for potentially. And there are, as the days go on, gathering more information from the families, learning new information and updating that as needed. So it is a little bit of a fluid situation.
WLRN reporter Danny Rivera in Miami. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Tropical storm Elsa has made landfall in the northwest part of Florida today. Let's bring in Megan Borowski. She's a meteorologist with the Florida Public Radio Emergency Network. Megan, welcome to you.
Thank you, Peter.
And what were the conditions like this morning as this storm hit land?
So Elsa made landfall just before 11 o'clock this morning in Taylor County. So that's right where the Florida Peninsula meets the Panhandle. And we've just been dealing throughout the state with heavy rainfall, gusty winds at times, especially toward the Gulf Coast. We have had some tornado warnings up and down the peninsula. Nothing confirmed yet, but we have had tree damage and trees downed, especially in northern Florida. Also, just excessive rainfall, especially down toward the southwest portion of the state, where we had upwards of 13 inches of rain.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
and yesterday we know that rainfall and the lightning strikes that came along with the storm were causing some delays with the rescue efforts at the condo collapse. It does look like, however, that this storm is now on track to move north up the East Coast. What can we expect in the hours and in the days ahead?
Right. So it looks like Elsa is going to continue to push north-northeastward over the afternoon, impacting North Florida, the Jacksonville metro area. It should accelerate a little bit, so impacting Georgia and South Carolina tomorrow. And then the Mid-Atlantic likely exiting off the New Jersey coastline on Friday. It could actually briefly re-strengthen into a tropical storm after becoming a depression later today. But really heavy rainfall and gusty winds, the two main threats.
And just very briefly, what is the main concern at this point as it moves north? What's the prospect for flooding, for example?
Excessive rainfall and flash flooding, especially along the I-95 corridor, Peter.
All right. That is Megan Borowski, a meteorologist with the Florida Public Radio Emergency Network. Thanks for your updates.
Thanks.